Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Greene joins us. You had what people used to call a nervous breakdown, didn't you, sir?
Phil, I suffered terrible anxiety attacks, and I eventually had to be hospitalized, yeah.
And you almost lost your business. You're in the grocery business, and you say that you almost lost your business as a result of this.
Yes. I was living with a lot of depression, and it can certainly affect your relationship with your work. Fortunately, I found some good doctors. Dr. Maligi was one of them that I was mentioning.
Dr. Maligi's treatment is one that people who suffer from depression, the best way for people to let off steam, the best way for people to deal with anxiety is to see the humor in everything and not let society tell them what's funny.
That's correct. Things that are fun to do to let off steam, I found what helped me was that incident in, for instance, that's just a small example of what helped me, the incident at Universal City Walk.
Tell the audience again, you saw an elderly lady going down an escalator at Universal City Walk.
This is an example, for the people listening, this is an example of finding the humor in everyday situations. And I can guarantee you, if you apply it the way I applied it, it's going to help you with dealing with conditions such as anxiety. I saw an elderly woman coming down one of the escalators at Universal City Walk, and I was having an ice cream cone. I'd gotten it over at the Haagen-Dazs. And I turned, and I almost knew what was going to happen. Elderly people have a very difficult time negotiating the speed of an escalator and the approaching the approaching exit point. And sure enough, she tripped and she was thrown forward about 2 feet, and she sprawled out there having been thrown forward. And at that point, I applied what Dr. Maligi had been telling me, which was to find the humor in everything.
But you pointed at her and laughed.
Yes, I did. I threw the ice cream away, I pointed, and I laughed because I found it really funny. This is the kind of thing a lot of people don't understand. They take it personally. Her son approached me and pushed me. And that was a big mistake for him. I know karate, and I was able to sit him down because of that. When
you say sit him down, did you hit him?
He pushed me. I had every right to defend myself, yeah. When the police arrived, just so you know, Phil, they agreed with me. They said I did have a right to defend myself. And there is nothing illegal about laughing at an elderly woman who falls down.
Now, what do you say to people who say, you're being cruel, you're finding humor at someone else's expense, at someone else's pain?
I don't really think too much about what other people think, because I'm in a process of healing right now from a nervous breakdown. So people who find it cruel, I don't think they understand. You know, it doesn't hurt anybody being laughed at. It didn't hurt that old lady being laughed at.
Let's talk about incident number two, and then we'll take some phone calls. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene, who has, in the past, you were hospitalized for anxiety, and you found your way, as you say, out of the darkness, which is the title of a lecture series you're going to be conducting, correct?
That is correct. I'll be doing a series of lectures next spring.
That you find humor in everything. An elderly woman was thrown down an escalator by accident. You pointed and laughed?
Yeah. One of the things is to be proud of your ability to find humor. So I walked up to her, I pointed at her with my left hand, and I literally bent backwards and went, ha, 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 as if to say, you know, I find it funny and no one's going to make me feel bad about it.
Did you not feel sorry for her?
For who?
For the old lady.
I really didn't. I knew that even if she were seriously injured, it wasn't my problem. She's the one that fell down the stairs. And if your audience is intelligent enough to understand this, Phil, she was the one, you know, I don't want to say it, but she was the one stupid enough to fall down the stairs. Why am I supposed to feel bad? Once you can get connected to that, it's very hard. I don't know if you can or your audience understands.
So you're saying the old lady fell down the stairs, it's her fault, she fell forward, and you found it funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody finds that funny. You're asking me...
Well, yeah, you're right. I asked you, did you want to help her, and you said, well, no, because it was her fault, she was the one stupid enough to do it.
Pretty much, yeah, absolutely. And in the other instance, it was the same thing.
All right, now the other instance I want to tell our listeners about involves you driving around a playground with 10 or 12 children very slowly as if to appear as if you're a child molester.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Finding the Humor in Life is the title of a lecture series Robert Greene is going to be giving. He found his way back from a nervous breakdown by finding the humor in things. You, an elderly woman falling down some stairs, you found that funny.
That's correct, yeah. And the police told me that there is nothing illegal about that. So anybody that wants to say, well, it's wrong or it's illegal, guess what? You know, you don't know what you're talking about.
This other instance is driving around a playground where there were 10 or 12 children. Tell me about that.
I was having some fun, Phil. I find it sort of curious how overly protective parents are. And I saw a possibility for some real humor in simply driving by a playground. I went around the block while there were some 10 or 12 kids on the playground, and I drove very slowly. And each time trying to give the impression that I was a child molester. And sure enough, one of these, you know, I don't want to say he's a meathead or anything, but the guy couldn't have been that bright. One of these fathers took the bait. He came over and confronted me. And when he did that, I pointed at him and I laughed, ha ha, and I said, I fooled you. And he tried to get rough with me, and I had to, again, I know karate, so I had to sit him down. But
when you say he tried to get rough with you because he thought you were a child molester.
No, I told him, ha ha, I fooled you. And I...
Karen, let me ask you something, Bob. While you had a terrible time being hospitalized, can you understand that a father is...
No, but I'm not a child molester. I was just driving around making it look like I was one.
All right, so you scare the hell out of this father, thinking, and when he runs over to you, you're laughing at him.
Well, I don't know that I scared him, Mr. Henry. A lot of people use this child molestation thing. I think some parents, if you want to be honest about this, Phil, because I'm a parent, and I also know a lot of parents. Some parents, Phil, and I say this with... You're not going to like it. I think some parents would like their kids to be molested so they can feel outraged and they can feel like they're part of the outraged parents of America.
Some parents would like their kids to get molested. I mean, to me, that's a cynical point of view.
Well, it may be a cynical point of view, but I run into these parents. I think they think it would be interesting for their kid to get molested so they can get on the Today Show with Katie Couric and act all upset about it.
Robert Greene, Out of the Darkness is the title of his lecture series, Finding the Humor in Everyday Life, 1-800-449-8686. The way he finds the humor in everyday life is if someone falls down some stairs.
Well, it's not always that somebody getting hurt.
No, but you driving around acting like you're a child molester and then pointing at people and saying, ha, ha, ha. 1-800...
It's not pointing and saying, ha, ha, ha. It's pointing and laughing.
It's genuine laughter?
Absolutely.
1-800-449-8686. Tammy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I think pointing at somebody and laughing when they've been hurt is just absolutely appalling. It's rude.
It's not against the law.
It's not against the law. It's rude. It's absolutely rude. I'm a teacher, and I would never, ever, ever imagine teaching children that it's okay to make fun of somebody when they're
hurt. How does it hurt them? It doesn't hurt them. I think we are overly sensitive in this society, Mr. Henry, and I think to laugh at someone, especially an elderly woman who fought, I'm telling you, if you'd been there, your name is Tammy?
Yes, it is.
If you had been there and you saw this lady fall, roll down this escalator, out onto the middle, you would have wet yourself. Honest to goodness. And
no, I don't think so. I would have bent over and helped her up because it makes me feel better as a human being to bend over and help her stand up and make sure she's okay.
Well, there may be a day after you have a nervous breakdown, which is what I had, and because I was nice to people like you, and it drove me into a mental institution. So there may be a day when you're finally going to free yourself, Tammy, and you'll see how stupid people look, and you'll want to laugh at it.
What is this thing in your book here, Mr. Greene, In a market in Ventura, California, last year, there was a woman buying tampons, correct?
That is correct.
Tell us what you did.
I pointed at the tampons, and I said, ha-ha, tampons, and I started laughing. See? This is what I'm saying. And it can be fun, and I think everyone can enjoy it.
All right, thank you very much, Tammy. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene talking with us about finding the humor in life. He laughs at old ladies rolling down stairs. I might not even find that so bad. He also tries to make it appear as if he's a child molester by driving around playgrounds 5 or 10 times. When a father tried to confront him, he said he, quote, sat him down because he knows karate. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Greene is with me. He is actually the CEO of a grocery chain, right, Mr. Greene? You had a nervous breakdown in September of 2002. You were in a psychiatric institution, is that correct?
It was a mental health facility in Camarillo, California, yeah.
And the doctor that you ran into there, Dr. Maligi, who counseled you there, said that finding humor and everything, do you think that he meant you should laugh at women who are buying tampons in a supermarket, that you should laugh at people who are falling down escalators, and that you should think it's funny that you're making parents think you're a child molester?
I believe he said the first thing is take away the constraints and restraints of society and allow yourself to laugh at the things you really want to laugh at. When I cruise around a playground as if I'm a child molester, it's genuinely humorous to see these parents stare at you as if they think they're going to, you know, excuse me for saying this, but as if they think they're going to kick my ass. I know karate.
Well, is the point to provoke them to a fight?
No, it's just it's to let off steam by listening to these guys come over and go, hey, what are you doing here? I go, nothing. And they'll go, well, you're trying, you know, well, guess what? I'm not guilty of any crime, so why don't you get out of here? And then they try to get physical, and then you set them down.
And when you say set them down, you're talking about assaulting them.
Only if they get rough with me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you drive around a playground to make it look like you're a child molester, and when one of the fathers confronts you and gets rough with you, you, quote, sit him down.
That is correct. And again, there's nothing illegal about driving around the playground and checking out the area.
All right, here is Jamie. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jamie?
Yes, how are you,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, turn your radio down if it's up, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right, go ahead.
Okay, it's down.
Go ahead.
Hi, I feel to see any humor in posing as a molester. I mean, we are warned by media, by police services on the radio, that we are to report anybody who acts in this suspicious manner. I mean, as a protective father, if I see somebody stalking my child or what appears to be endangering them, I'm going to confront them, too. I mean, we are bred that way from
right.
nature,
and,
from
and,
the
and
beginning.
And that's what I find humorous.
And you laugh at that.
Yeah, I do. Because they get all worked up for nothing.
I don't understand how he says for nothing. I mean, in that manner,
I'm not a child molester. I'm not going to hurt the kids. So you're getting all worked up over a guy who's kidding around. See, I'm pretending to be a child molester. But I'm not really.
So the humor in this is you getting this man, Jamie, for instance, worked up for no reason whatsoever. You find that funny?
I find it relaxing, yeah. It relaxes me and helps me, you know, blow off steam. Meanwhile, this guy's all bent out of shape. I can hear in your voice right now you're all tensed up.
Well, you're right. I mean, if you endanger my child or potentially endanger my child, I'm sorry, I'm going to confront you.
But I'm not.
If you're not, you would have to sit me down. I mean, that is wrong.
I'm not endangering your child. So you're all uptight up for no reason, because I wouldn't. Are you kidding me? I'm not a child molester. I just do it just for kicks.
You drive around playgrounds for kicks, upsetting people. And
look, I'm not going back to any facility because society's too afraid to laugh. They're not putting me back at Camarillo. It's not going to happen.
Well, to laugh is one thing. And if, for instance, when the lady falls down the escalator,
yes,
chuckle, walk away. What is the point of standing there humiliating yourself, pointing at somebody at their expense? Why can you not chuckle to yourself and blow off the same steam?
It's not the same. You've got to be able to point at her so she knows that you think she's funny and laugh. And that way, there is a, I guess you'd call it a catharsis that takes place.
What's the story with laughing at the woman that was getting a box of tampons?
It's funny. It's just, tell me that's not hysterical.
What? A woman buying tampons?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, sir.
No, I don't.
You,
I don't.
Guys, are you just like condoms? It's funny when you see a guy put some condoms down, isn't it?
I don't think so. No.
You don't think that's a riot?
I don't think it's maybe funny if he's going to your house to visit your wife with his purchase.
Look at you getting personal on me.
Well,
what
I don't understand.
How do you find humor?
Yeah, how is that
and
funny?
And posing as a stalker, I mean, like, potentially, even if you are not, we are clearly understood in the media. If we see somebody like yourself, we are to report you.
Well, but I'm not doing anything wrong. And she's there with the tampons, and then, of course, and if they get Kotex, that...
Okay, you know...
But the point, Mr. Henry, is that it's funny.
All right, look, Jamie, thanks for your call. Let's go over to Bernie on the Phil Henry Show. Bernie, go ahead.
Hi, how are you, Phil?
Fine, sir.
My question is to this gentleman here. He seems to think it's a problem, there's no problem with approaching anybody, be it a child or a woman in a mall. And I don't think that's right. when this guy here, he's playing off the point of being some sort of a pervert.
Oh, but I'm not. I'm joking. I'm pretending I am.
You're joking and pretending.
Yes, sir.
How long do you think it's going to take before you're handcuffed and taken away and put in another mental institution?
And what are they going to put me in jail for?
Eh? For being around where you're not supposed to be around.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. I'm not supposed to be... Where's the law that says I can't be in a playground?
Yeah, where's the law that says you can't be in a playground?
Yeah.
Listen, people complain about funny-looking... hey, listen... I don't care what you think, apparently you were in a mental institution
Germany?
For a reason.
This isn't Nazi Germany.
No? I never said anything about Nazis. Listen,
well, you're telling me I can't go to a playground where I want to just...
Hold on. Let me speak.
Go ahead.
Let me speak. A normal human being doesn't put himself in a format where people are looking at him going, well, what's this fella doing? And in your state of mind, you seem to think that if I'm there posing as a pervert, that's okay and funny?
It's hysterical.
I think when you were in this mental institution, you didn't get the right medication.
Sir, I am a healthy, happy man today. Yeah. I run a company
that's worth
millions.
From the neck down, but from the neck up, you're sick.
Now, I run a company that's worth
millions.
You
run a company, yeah.
That's right. Well,
you're
a legend
in your own mind.
I'm sorry if I got more money than you, buddy.
You're a legend in your own mind, buddy. You're a legend in your own mind.
And I also know karate,
don't handle this guy, man, because I know if anybody ever found out who he was, he would.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. You know, you two guys talking over each other.
Well, I wanted to say, and he wouldn't let me say anything.
Well, I couldn't hear what he was saying.
I said that I feel better than I ever have. I run a company that's worth multi-millions. I'm in charge of many employees, and there's no law that says I can't hang around the playground and stare at kids. No law at all.
But the reason why you're staring at the kids is not because you're a pervert. It's because you want to piss off their parents because you think that's funny.
Yes. Yes, I do. And how does it hurt them? The child isn't hurt. The parent learns to laugh at himself. And because I know karate, he's not going to beat me up. So he's going to come up to me, try to get tough. Then I kick his ass. So he learns two lessons.
All right, you also say that it's fun for you to leave big gaps in lines while you're standing waiting for, like, plane tickets, so that when people move up, you don't automatically move up. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Robert Greene about being finding the humor in life, and he laughs at people who fall down. He pretends he's a child molester and laughs at the parents. He laughs at women buying tampons.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green is my guest, the CEO of Fraser Foods, who spent 6 months in a mental health facility in California. Learn to Laugh at Life, and that's the title of his lecture series, Out of the Darkness, Finding What's Funny in Life. And he will be touring the United States, giving a series of lectures over the next several months. You're talking about laughing at people who fall down escalators. You're talking at talking about people pretending you're a child molester. There was a complaint filed against you, and unfortunately it was not, they didn't follow through on it. Did you call homes where children had recently died?
Can I pick the story up, Phil, because I know the facts and I can tell you. First of all, this was one of those situations that were used to vilify me and to slander me. Again, it's good to laugh if it doesn't hurt anyone. I never laugh at people if it hurts them. And I've never physically hurt anybody. I called up, and this was an idea that Dr. Maligi had as well. I found out where several families had lost a child within the last 3 months. And I called up the home, pretending that I was a swing set salesman, a child's toy salesman.
Now, but that's what I'm...
Now, hold on for a minute, because this is where I need to explain. At no time did they ever have to really believe I was a swing set salesman, because I eventually said, I'm only kidding. And they knew that I was joking around, and nobody got hurt.
Well, what's funny about that, man?
You have to admit, it is humorous to hear the initial shock of a parent who has just lost a child to cancer. In these cases, two of the children died of cancer, and the other was killed in a boating accident. That they have just lost a child, and you say, hi, I'm selling swing sets. You have to admit, there is a moment of pure humor.
I don't see what's funny about that at all. For God's sake, a parent that just lost a child.
No, not to the parent. To me is what I'm saying. It was funny to me, and this is what people make the mistake time and again. They go, "It's not funny to me. It's not funny to me. I don't think that's funny." Fine, it doesn't have to be funny to you. It only has to be funny to me. And on top of that, okay, no one's getting hurt, and I'm not breaking any laws.
So let me get this straight. You called up the homes of parents who'd recently lost two children to cancer and another to a boating accident and said, hi, I'm a swing set salesman.
Well, no, I didn't say. What I said was I sold backyard, kids, jungle gym equipment, that kind of thing, swing sets.
Just to hear the shocked gasp?
For me, just for me. It was funny for me.
1-800-449-8686. Is it all right to get a couple of laughs at someone's expense if they are not physically hurt? This gentleman, Robert Green, does and has for the last year and a half. It's what he says has kept him out of going back into a mental facility. 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Here's Fred. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question. Have you got children yourself?
No, sir, I do not.
No?
No, sir.
Oh, that's not surprising, because I think if you did, you would understand what these people are going through.
Well, I don't think it's hard to project how one might feel, but I'm not worried. I'm not hurting them physically. I'm not taking any money from them. In fact, all I'm asking is a few seconds of their time so that I can feel better.
Do you have that much spare time that's all you can do with your spare time?
Well, no,
I mean,
that's
I can't even find
I
an extra hour per day.
That's really interesting. I don't care. I'm talking about me, and I don't. That's not all I do with my spare time.
Well, I can't imagine what you do with the rest of it.
Is that why you called up, to find out about my spare time? I don't understand.
No, I wouldn't.
The man's asking. I think you need to get Fred to your point. You don't approve of this man's method. Is that it?
Yeah, I don't approve of it, because, I mean, you're not very concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Henry, for getting him to get to the point, because I...
Well, the man's... Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, the point is, you know what? I don't know karate.
Falling asleep.
But I do know crazy, and I think that's what you are. And any time you'd like to try your karate on me, I'd open up a can of whoop-ass on you.
Well, what a late... You must be in Canada. That one was going around down here about 6 years ago. Open up a can of whoop-ass?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Fred, you'll like this one. I like to go to senior citizen homes, and I go up to Alzheimer's patients, and I pretend I'm their son. Now,
yeah,
who does that hurt?
You doing something
who
like
does
that?
Yeah, but who does that hurt? It doesn't hurt anybody.
And your doctor says that's good counseling for you?
It's good to find humor in all places.
Wait a minute. You go to Alzheimer's patients?
When I was at Camarillo, we had a few elderly people who had, you know, they were gone. And they had a special ward for them. And I would, I helped out in there. I did some maintenance work in there as part of my therapy. And I'd go up to some of the Alzheimer's patients and I'd say, hey, hi, I'm your son so-and-so. And they'd talk to me, and then I'd say, I'm only kidding, I'm not your son.
So my next thing is, obviously, you don't know anyone that's got Alzheimer's, then.
I'm sorry? I just got done telling you I went up to Alzheimer's. What, is this guy hard of hearing?
No, I went up to Alzheimer's.
Listen
to me.
Go ahead.
I'm saying, you don't know anybody that has Alzheimer's. If you did, you wouldn't think that's funny.
What? I just said I walked up to people with Alzheimer's.
Do you know them personally, or...
Hey, by the way, Fred, if you want to open up a can of whoop-ass, you might want to like to know that the Beatles have broken up.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know about that? Hey, seriously, listen to this. Tell me this isn't funny. Tell me. Go ahead. I dare you to tell me this isn't funny. I walked up to a blind guy who was outside a Hinshaw's department store the other day in Pasadena. I walked up to this blind guy, and I asked him if he had the time.
Well, that really makes sense.
I don't know.
What? Can
you,
I ask you one more
you're
question?
That ain't funny,
what is your IQ level?
I've been told it's genius level. I don't know.
Well, you should get it checked again. Have a good evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You know you were pissing that guy off.
Of course. Well, it doesn't matter to me what I was doing to him. I asked a question. I walked up to a blind guy and asked, what time is it? Is it funny or is it not?
I guess it's moderately funny.
Thank you. Jeez. Try to get honesty out of you guys.
Here is Amber on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Amber.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, to this guy, I just want to say you are a very, very sick man. And just because you may not hurt people physically, you don't know what it's like emotionally for them.
But I'd like you to tell me, what am I doing to them?
You're hurting them emotionally. Do you know what it feels like to hurt or to lose somebody very close to you?
Not really.
Probably not. So I don't understand. Everything you do is wrong. And obviously, you're not as strong as you think you are, or you would not have to find humor in that kind of stuff.
Wait a minute. You tell me. What's it hurting? First of all, it's
emotionally.
Really
do you know how it feels emotionally?
Mr. Green, you called up parents whose children had died within the last... First of all, a child dying in a family is a particularly devastating thing.
You keep talking about how they feel. I'm talking about how I feel.
Wait a minute. I want you to just get the gist of this. Their children have died, and you call up offering to sell swing sets.
Isn't that great? I understand. I understand exactly what the problem is, but I certainly don't. I don't understand why I have to be vilified.
Okay, Amber, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want? Anything else?
No.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, do you know how funny it was for me to hold a piece of bacon in front of that blind guy, seeing eye dog? And the reason why, Phil, and I'll tell you, is the dog wanted to take off on this guy. And
All right. All of this has to do with...
you don't approve of that, I guess.
No, I really don't. But all of this has to do with the fact that you were in a mental institution after a nervous breakdown, and you found out to find the humor in everything, you've been able to stay out of the nut farm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was it wrong for me to try and sell toupees in a cancer ward? That's funny. All of these things put together, it's beautiful material. And I will tell you, well, forget it. You don't get it. The sense of humor of your audience. You know, I one time I had a CD in my hand and I saw a deaf guy and all I said was, have you heard this group yet? You know, and he didn't know what he was looking at. Hello.
I'm here. I just...
I'm going to write a book with all the fun things I've done.
All the fun things you've done. All right, man. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods, out of the darkness, finding humor in everything. Lady fell down some escalators, another lady buying tampons. cruising around pretending like he's a child molester, whatever will get him a couple of laughs is healthy for him. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America.
Decided to tell me what to do.
What? Hold on. 449-8686.
Mr. Green, we have to move on, but I wanted to get a final comment from you. You go into the world, you did spend time in a mental institution, and I appreciate that you were able to recover.
Thank you.
And move on with your life. But the things you do to find humor at the expense of people.
So, if you say it's at the expense of people, I walked into a McDonald's once. And I had a Garfield doll. You know the Garfield doll, the cat?
Yeah.
And I had the tail coming out of the zipper of my pants. How's that at the expense of people?
I'm not talking about a Garfield tail coming out of your pants zipper. I'm talking about laughing when an old lady falls down some stairs or laughing when someone's buying tampons.
Are you trying to tell me that's at the expense of somebody? If I'm telling you right now, Mr. Henry, if the American people find that to be at their expense, then this generation of Americans is even weaker and dumber than they look when I'm out there. Let me tell you something. I do a lot of walking around during the day because I'm at a halfway house right now, so there's not a lot to do. I don't have a, they won't let me drive a car, so I walk around. I don't think I've seen any dumber human beings than the American people, just the looks on their faces. And so why isn't it worth it for me to walk into a McDonald's with a Garfield tail hanging right out of my pant zipper and go, steak's out of the cage? See the guy? You like that?
All right, pal. Good luck.
All right, pal. Good luck. What is that?
I'll see you around at your supermarket. Robert Green, the lecture series is called Out of the Darkness, Finding Humor in Everyday Things.